Every day, according to government records, over 200 black Americans die prematurely from heart disease, cancer, and other diseases. Experts say there is no biological reason for this. And a new study tallies this inequity, measuring something called excess deaths. In two decades, black Americans experienced 1.6 million more excess deaths than whites. Let's talk to reporter Usha Lee McFarling about the study. She writes about health equity for our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Usha, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on, Scott.
This metric, excess deaths of more than 1.5 million in two decades, it sounds striking. Can you explain how this is measured and how to understand this number in context?
Well, this is sort of nothing new. We've known for decades that black Americans do not live as long as white Americans. In some cities, that gap is 10 to 15 years. People are dying just far too early. I guess we've somehow become inured to that. This group wanted to show really how big of a loss this is. And so they recalculated it, looking at how many deaths that is over time, over the past 20 years. And at 1.6 million deaths, I mean, it's just a staggering amount of people. And because so many people who are black are dying very early, including, you know, the horrific infant mortality crisis we have, that totals 80 million years of life lost. So they really wanted to show what these numbers mean in hopes of getting more attention to it. Health equity expert David Williams has likened this to the number of deaths to a fully loaded jumbo jet falling out of the sky and crashing every single day. And he said, if that happened, you know, there'd be task forces, there'd be commissions, there'd be sirens blaring, an emergency.
There would be a national emergency.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm. And he's, you know, and what I think the understated message is because it's black lives, it isn't an emergency and people don't care. And so this is part of an effort to really refocus attention on this problem.
What do the data show about diseases that underlie these numbers? Heart disease, cancer, you mentioned infant mortality.
Yeah, that was interesting. I think there's a idea tucked in the back of people's heads that, you know, black people are dying at higher rates, but it's, quote, guns. You know, it's homicide. It's that gun violence in the inner city. And this shows that's just not true. That, of course, is a problem in many cities, but it's certainly not a problem for black women. They do not die from black homicide, yet they are dying at much higher rates than white women. And even for black men, the causes of death, the things that are stripping people's life and life expectancy away, are the same things that affect everyone else: heart disease, cancer. And in black populations, there's this particularly horrible toll of infant mortality, which, of course, you know, robs people of, you know, a full 70 or 80 years of life if you die in your first year.
What do we know about infant mortality and what contributes to that?
You know, there's been a lot of work on that. There's even a study I wrote about showing that if you live in a poor neighborhood, you're far more likely to die in childbirth or lose your child. And this study, interestingly, looked at women who were able to be upwardly mobile after their first child. So they were in a better neighborhood with their second child. Death rates and infant death rates dropped. So it's clearly a factor of your environment, whether it's stress, air pollution, not having access to healthcare. So I think the underlying reasons for these early deaths are not because a person is black, but it's because black people are more likely to live in poorer neighborhoods, not have access to healthcare, experience racism in the healthcare system. I think this study is just the beginning of looking at what can be done better. And they did see some improvement around the year 2000.
That's what I want to ask you about. That's what I found striking for black men, notably black women. Yeah, between 1999 and 2011 or so. What went right during that period?
Yeah, I agree with you. That is so eye-opening. And they really just don't know. This was really just a statistical study of the numbers. But clearly, I mean, especially for black women, the death rates just dropped. There's some ideas. There was a lot of focus on health equity around 2000. A bunch of big reports came out. There were some Senate hearings. So one idea is maybe there was a tension and then that kind of interest faded away. The other idea that's pretty interesting is that the economy was really doing well then. So I think it's pretty clear from this research and others, when people are doing better financially, they do better health-wise. So a lot of people are starting to think about what can we do to improve the economic situations of people so that they can, you know, make their own health better.
Yeah. And your reporting goes into some of these key structural things that underlie this reality. You mentioned economic opportunities, quality healthcare, stable housing, access to healthy food. More to come, and you'll be covering it. Reporter Usha Lee McFarling is a reporter with STAT, the health and medicine publication. Usha, thank you again.
Thank you.